This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
When The Sims first hit computer screens back in the year 2000, gamers were hooked. Back then, playing house was the norm. Dressing up toys to behave like real people was a common occurrence, and we even based our Lego men and women on people we knew. Yet The Sims made that pastime more real than ever. A few expansion packs later and numerous attempts at getting our Sims to woohoo, a darker side reared its ugly head. The virtual dollhouse had become more than just playing a game. It became a place to reveal our ugly sides. Gone were the days of standard game playing, and even using the cheat to get endless amounts of money seemed juvenile. The Sims had morphed into something darker, and it had the mods to prove it. What came next was a whirlwind of death and self-destruction. One minute we were drowning our Sims, only to outdo it the next day with a full-blown mass murder. We figured out that not only could we summon death, but we could make out with them too. The Sims had gone rogue, and we couldn't get enough of it. I am Kirsten from What Culture, and these are 10 of the worst things that you can do in The Sims games. Number 10, the classic pool and ladder scenario. It wasn't long before someone figured out that removing a ladder from a swimming pool could end in a Sim drowning to death, something that many people began to appreciate more than they should. Sure, it might be an easy way to plan a murder, but it's also worth noting just how long it takes, because your Sim definitely doesn't go down without a fight. This means that you have to sit and wait while your Sims slowly and painfully swim themselves to death. It's dark, demented, and often upsetting, especially as they keep voicing their concerns as to why they can't get out. But that's the thing. Why can't they get out? Surely they don't need a ladder to just climb out of a swimming pool. In the early days of The Sims, this was indeed the case, but after numerous drownings, The Sims got smart and managed to pull themselves out once Sims 3 came along. This then led players to become even more inventive, resulting in the classic fence around the pool job that put an end to a Sim ever escaping a pool again. Number 9, starve them to death. Starving a Sim to death is just as average as it sounds, plus it's also a great way to find out if you're a psychopath or not. The best thing about starving a Sim to death, if there is one, is how easy it is. All you need to do is prevent your Sim from eating for at least 48 hours. By hour 24, they will be begging. By hour 36, they'll be unable to move. By hour 42, they'll be desperate for anything that might give them just that little bit of needed energy. And by hour 48, they'll be dead, a skeleton of their former selves. Just remember that if you do decide to starve a Sim to death, you'll need to make sure that they aren't able to reach a phone or a computer. Otherwise, they'll just order themselves a takeaway and you'll have to start the whole agonizing process all over again. Hilariously, it doesn't end there. Oh no. If a Sim dies of starvation, they can come back as a ghost who then spends their days opening and closing fridges. In later versions, the tombstone of a starved Sim is also littered with knives and forks. Talk about rubbing it in. Number 8, fill a room full of fireplaces. Burning a Sim to death is one of the most entertaining ways to unleash your inner evil. In fact, there are numerous ways to go about it, with each one just as dark and messed up as the next. The most common way to start a fire is in the kitchen. Firstly, get yourself a Sim who can't cook, one that can't make a grilled cheese toasty to save their life. Soon enough, they'll end up as crispy as their toasted sandwich, much to the joy of the player who purposely put an end to them. Another thing that you can do is put a few flammable objects in the kitchen. Chances are this will speed up the process and your schmuck of a Sim will end up setting fire to everything. This will then create an inferno of flames and more damage. Although it might be easy to start a fire, it can be sometimes quite difficult to have them burn to death. For instance, as soon as your sim notices a fire, they tend to run away in panic. So if you want to get really dark, try filling up a room full of fireplaces and encouraging numerous sims to enter the room. When they are inside, remove the doors and any windows. The room will eventually burst into flames and your poor little sims will be left sizzling right there in the middle of it. Number 7, Death by Woohoo. Death by Woohoo is one of the funniest things that you can do when playing The Sims. However, it's also one of the most sadistic ways of killing off your beloved characters. For those that don't know, woohooing is the act of, copulation. In other words, getting your Sims to get it on. For many, it can be a romantic occasion, a way to consummate a loving and trusting relationship. This can often lead to marriage and then kids, which can then result in grandkids, great-grandkids, and further generations of the same beautiful family. For others, it can be a sick way to end someone's life. Especially the elderly. Yes, the worst death by Woohoo has to be forcing an elderly sim to have lots and lots of sex. Although they might first seem into it, they soon get exhausted. This leads to death by overexertion, or as the Sims like to call it, death by Woohoo. Of course, woohooing to death isn't just limited to the elderly. Anyone can end up 6 feet under after too many times rolling around in the hay. It just seems much darker when a player targets those who are already at the end of their life. Number 6, the Dance of Death. Dancing yourself to death might not sound as barbaric as the other options on this list, but when you think about it properly, it is actually rather brutal. Whether you can dance or not, most people love a boogie. Plus, dancing isn't just good fun, it also has numerous health benefits. For instance, pulling some serious shapes can improve stamina, bone, and muscle strength, and best of all, it can prevent certain illnesses. Therefore, the last thing that you can expect to happen while shaking your booty on the dance floor would be to drop dead. Unless you were a sim, of course. Sadly, dancing sims to death has become a common occurrence in the sim world, with users getting a kick out of making their sim ultra happy and jovial, only to have them die of exhaustion not long after. To make it even worse, several players have been known to set up dance death parties, where a bunch of people are invited round to a party, only to then be forced into a room and told to dance until they die, one by one. Number 5, incest is best. When it comes to breaking the norms of traditional and conventional relationships, The Sims is up there with the best. From polygamy to teenage pregnancy, there seems to be no boundaries. The most horrific taboo of all has to be incest, with The Sims one of just few computer games that allows the act to happen within the realms of the game's narrative. Although the creators are adamant that no sim can pursue a relationship with someone in their own family, many users have managed to find a way around it by using mods and glitches to champion the "incest is best" motto. As a result, there are two main ways to practice incest in The Sims series. The long way involves spawning generations and generations of the same family, then having them hook up with their distant cousins later on. To be fair, royal families have been doing this for years, so it isn't that bad when you really think about it. The shorter way is by far more disturbing, and involves a specially designed mod that allows your family members to fall in love, marry each other, woohoo, and then eventually have children. This could involve anything from a parent and a child, to a grandmother and a grandchild. Okay, now that's bad. Number 4, one toilet, no doors. The least that you can do for your Sims is provide them with some basic sanitation facilities such as a toilet, a shower, and a little sink to brush their teeth. The worst thing that you can do is provide them with a bathroom with nothing in it apart from a small cheap toilet that is prone to breaking. If you do this, then you're in danger of killing your Sim through bad hygiene. To do this, begin by locking your Sim in a bathroom. The longer they stay in the bathroom, the more likely it is that the toilet will break. Your Sim will then be blessed with piles and piles of fecal matter, along with puddles and puddles of pee, that will either kill them from disease or end their lives through insanity. To push it that little bit further, you could host a party and invite the whole neighbourhood. After they're done dancing and having a good time, force them into a tiny room with one toilet and watch the magic happen. Even worse, provide your guests with some food and wait for it to get spoiled. Once it's rotten, place it in the bathroom and make them pee on the food and then eat it. Number 3, locked in my basement. There are many ways to kill off your Sims, whether it be by drowning, electrocution, starvation, or even embarrassment, but there are also more sadistic, barbaric, and downright perverted ways to go that extra mile. One of these methods involves the kidnapping, torture, and eventual death of people in and around your neighbourhood. To make matters worse, there are also a number of inventive and innovative ways to do so. One option involves going old school, acting as a lone wolf, hunting your prey, and persuading them to take a look at something cool and interesting in your basement. Once they're inside, remove the doors and windows and keep them alive with small portions of food and water. You can then increase your victims by doing the same thing every day until you're left with a room full of emaciated individuals. If that's not your style, why not invite everybody over for a party? Once everybody's a little bit merry, hit them with a kitchen fire or a mass drowning. You could then litter the basement with their tombstones. The final option could be to build a H.H. Holmes style murder house, complete with torture rooms and hidden enclaves. You could even have a room for men, a room for women, and even worse, a room for children. Okay, maybe that's a little bit too far. Number 2, barbecued baby. Things really got dark during the days of The Sims 2, especially when it was revealed that one mod allowed parents to cook and eat their own children. The mod, which was hilariously known as Oh My God, What The Fuck Barbecue, allowed your Sims to barbecue babies and serve them for dinner. It was sick, it was disturbing, it was outright nasty. But it was also really, really funny. Even more so when you were left with the baby's head to clean up afterwards. Of course, the mod became a common move among The Sims players. In fact, the mod got so popular that it was eventually updated so that baby meat could be served in restaurants. In addition, Sim characters were also given the chance to learn the cooking of baby meat as a skill. Nevertheless, when you find yourself actively engaging in the act of barbecuing a baby, surely it's probably a sign that you might need some help. Or at least you should go back to something less sinister, such as removing the ladder from a swimming pool, or even having a little romantic one-on-one time with death. Number 1, kill everybody to make a cemetery. Sometimes in life you have to do something bad to get something good out of it. For instance, if you want to build an aesthetically pleasing church for your neighbourhood, then you're going to have to kill a few people to make it happen. At least in The Sims world, anyway. To make the church of your dreams complete with a spooky cemetery, all you have to do is build a simple church-like structure and move in a large family. Hopefully the family will also have a few friends, which will come in handy later on. Once they're all settled, kill them however you want, and then move the tombstones to the front of the church. The more you repeat the process, the more tombstones you get, and the bigger the cemetery becomes. Then, to complete the overall look, move in a priest who can then tend to the grounds and make sure that everything is how it's supposed to be. If you're lucky, several ghosts will appear who will then torment the priest until he goes insane and dies as a result of the constant haunting.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.